Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, good evening. This is not a test show, but it's been a while, so bear with me. Everything has pretty much changed a little bit on the switchboard on Blog Talk Radio, and I thank you for joining. Wanted to say news and prayer, and it is Saturday morning, midnight, Saturday morning, so that's 12 o'clock a.m., June 20th, I believe, 2015, and welcome to the show for all you live listeners and those in the archive. It's really a totally unprepared show, pretty much, but it's been on my heart all day to go ahead and start my shows up, and this is one of four that I have. And they're all going to be 30 minutes long. Plus, I think they give you 15 minutes into the archives. So the live show will be 30 minutes, and then they give you an extra 15 minutes, I believe, until I'm led to go with the paid premium programs. This is what we get. So I'm going to start off with prayer, first of all. And like I say, just bear with me because it's been a while. I pray, first of all, Lord, that I thank you, God, for you and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And I thank you and praise you for this time together in your spirit, in your word, in prayer over our country, over Charleston, South Carolina, over those that are grieving right now, Lord. I pray the audio also is good, and that there will be no technical difficulties. Father, I just thank you for touching people out there right now that might listen and want to call in and just to talk or to pray with me, to be comforted. And the guest call-in number is 516-418-5600. 3-4. I believe there might be also an ability to call in via Skype. I'm not sure. It's been a while. So anyway, in the meantime, I'm just going to, Lord, I'm just going to continue to pray over the situation. As everybody knows by now, there was a horrible shooting in a church in South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, and the horrible tragedy for many families. There were nine that died. And I don't have a TV and cable yet, so I'm winging it on the internet and getting everything I need to know, probably, without the talking points from the news broadcast. But, Father, I just lift up the people, the families that were affected, that were that lost loved ones with this horrible, evil, Lord, doing from this one young man. I just lift them up to you, Lord. I pray for your comfort, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said, I believe in Isaiah 49, I believe, Isaiah, comfort ye, my people. Now, these were my brothers and sisters in the Lord, and I might be white and they might be black, but they were my brothers and sisters. We're family, Lord, and there's no black or white or male or female in your, you know, Father God. I mean, yes, Lord, there's female and there's male and there's black and there's white and there's Hispanic, all kinds of races, Lord, but in the kingdom of God, we're all family. And so, Lord, I just thank you for touching my brothers and sisters, their families, Father, that you can comfort them. In Jesus' name, amen. And bless our time together, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, like I say, it's been a while, so I'm hoping the audio is coming through totally fine. I'm going to read some word right now. Just just love the Word of God, and it really does help just connect with Him in a greater way. So Psalm 96, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His court. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. And I'm going to come over here and check my dashboard to see if anybody's trying to call in, which nobody is. So, Lord, continue on with Psalm 96, verse 10. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Praise you, Jesus. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Praise you, Jesus. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with His truth. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord. God, thank you, Jesus. Okay, well, as I was reading and watching a lot of videos today and the news online, I noticed that this man, he's 21, his last name is Roof, R-O-O-F, I believe. He the jail, and Dylan Roof, D-Y-L-A-N-N, he was taken before the judge behind the glass wall with two guards behind him, and he faced out towards the glass, towards the people in the courtroom. And the judge spoke to him and asked him some questions. And today was his first hearing. I'm not sure if it's called an arraignment or not, but anyway, this is the first. His next time in court will be in October. And following that, I believe, in February. Now, that's quite a ways away, so I guess he's in solitary confinement on suicide watch, and he's in solitary confinement for his own protection, apparently, because they figure probably that he will be in danger from the other inmates. So anyway, apparently this young man got it in his heart that he wanted to start a race war. That's what I'm picking up on. Things here, and but the race war has already been started, and leadership on our country has not helped. It has in fact fueled the division of races and economic statuses in America, which, you know, is not good at all. I mean, we need a president that's going to come to to speak to America when an event like this happens, to comfort us, okay? And that's not what happened today, apparently. I didn't really even see the broadcast of a president. I'm not putting him down. I'm just saying we need a president that, when things happen in our country, come to comfort us, not begin you know, with instigating again, talking about gun control and racism. And you know, yeah, this sounds like this is racist, okay? Let's just be fair and be truthful. And that is so wrong in America these days. We need to, you know, the church needs to just get on their knees and stay on our knees until things are fixed in this country. But the families of these precious people that died, some of the family members spoke up, and even in one, I believe it was BBC interview, the lady was interviewing this couple, a son and daughter, of the lady. I think she was 45. I'm not sure if that was the one or not, but they were interviewed by BBC, I believe, and they were asked questions, and they have already forgiven this man, young man Ryan, and they just talk about love, and the daughter was saying, yeah, I'm bitter, but I'm just, it's all about love and God's love. And so I'm taking a drink of water here. And the young man, the son of the mother that died at the hands of this Dylan, I think he's a basketball player on one of the college, I believe, in Charleston, South Carolina. And I saw another video with the team surrounding him and praying for him. Then, I don't know who it was, of course, that was speaking in court to this shooter, but they were saying that they forgive him. A couple of the family members, it could have been this boy and girl, but they would forgive him, but that they really, really hurt him because they will not no longer be able to see or touch or talk with their relative. And, you know, the young man didn't have too much emotion on his face. I heard that he had gone to this church and was in the Bible study for about an hour, that they had welcomed him and they were loving on him, and that he almost didn't do it because he was, they were so kind to him. You know, and according to a roommate, another article that I read, I just picked up these things, okay, that the roommate said something about he had been planning something like this apparently for about 6 months. So he had been just churning something hateful in his heart. And God, we just lift him up to you and pray for your conviction right now. Convict him in the name of Jesus. Lord, convict him in the name of Jesus. Lord, amen. As he was standing there and these family members were saying, talking to him, you could tell that there was something going on possibly within him of some kind of, hey, are you there? Knock, knock. Is anybody home? You know, it was almost like, okay, to him at the church and showed him God's love at the church. And then afterward in court, they showed God's love to him again. Okay, so I'm going to leave it all there. I'm going to just leave it all there. And, but, you know, I was really like concerned that there was going to be some riots, you know, because, you know, what's happened in the past when there's been police, white police officers shooting black people in situations and them dying, etc., or at the hands of in their custody, like the one that died from an injury apparently in the car, in his leaf wagon. Anyway, I'm really sorry. I was at a prayer meeting the other night at my own church, and I felt led to, I just, you know, next time I'm going to be alert. I'm going to do, you know, you learn from your mistakes. But I don't know if this would have stopped it or not, but I felt led to pray for our country, and I didn't. And just a general prayer, kind of, to bring some unity, more unity. And lo and behold, this happened afterwards. And I'm sorry I didn't pray that prayer. Maybe it could have stopped this. I don't know. I'm not saying it would have. But it's important when we hear the Holy Spirit to say, you know, and the only reason I did is I thought, well, everybody's probably getting ready to leave and break up the prayer meeting, and I don't want to be too long praying, because I could really be long, I'll tell you that. I'm learning to not be so long, but I should have just went ahead and prayed more. We pray over our congregation, our fellow family members at the church, and right now I just pray over, I'm just going to go ahead and pray over our country again, that you would just, we just come against this racial divide, and we come against racism in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against the whites hating the blacks and the blacks hating the whites, and this untrust right now that has developed even more so in our country over things. We come against, you know, we come against police haters, hating the police. Now, you know, there's some corrupt police officers in you know, I'm sure there are, and you know, I'm absolutely sure there are. And so for those people, Lord God, that have any problem with, but then again, Lord, too, they've got this job on their hands. So we just lift up the whole situation to you, Lord, and pray you bring peace and peace, Lord God, mighty peace to our country in the name of Jesus. We pull up the roots of division, of division in our country over race in the name of Jesus, and believers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise your holy name. Okay, well, looks like I got somebody in the chat room. I have chat on here, chat room in the house, and it's great for people to come in and talk with each other and try to talk to the host, and they left the room, and it's late, you know, but this will go into the archives, and maybe I'll get some music on here also in the future. But anyway, just thank you, God, for country, Lord. Way people, you can go over there, and I'm working on my website some more, and again, and it's a little out of order, under construction, but it's there. It's newsandprayer.com. You can go over there and check out what I have over there. I have a lot of links to a lot of different things, and trying to be more professional in a lot of ways. So you can check that out. But it's been a while since I've done a radio show, I'll tell you that. I've got over into doing videos, and I have a little, my latest video is on there, talking about sinners walking around without Jesus. And I don't know how long it is, but you can check that out. And it comes on automatic. So I know those probably irritate somebody out there, but I felt like, well, I'm going to put it on there anyway. So, and then I just have a lot of links to different things that might be useful to you. newsandprayer.com. You can also follow me over at Twitter at twitter.com, Wanda Fay. I have several pages, Facebook pages. My most popular Facebook page is Prayer of Safety. I have over almost 900 people following me on that one, which is really kind of nice. And Prayer for Safety. It's a Facebook page. I also have, it's called Friends of Made in America. That's kind of popular. Tear Down This Political Correctness. I have Morningstar Express News, Business and Economic News. I have a page that I don't have very many. I have a Wanda Fay profile page. Page. And then I have a Write in San Diego page, which all of my Facebook pages go over to my Twitter page, my Wanda Fay Twitter page. Then I have other Twitter accounts also, because you never know what people want to follow. So you give them a variety, and I'm not one to be able to focus too much on this one thing, so it keeps me going, keeps me busy. I do tweet a lot of news articles that the Lord leads me to tweet. And they're informative, of course, of breaking news during the day and night. And a lot of these stories I pray about personally. And you won't ever hear of me praying them because I'm praying throughout the day and night. I wake up in the middle of the night and I check the news feeds for breaking news, earthquakes, God forbid. I mean, somebody needs to get right on those and pray about them. Situations like that. And we need more prayer warriors in this world, so hop on board. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be an official, join a intercessory club. Just hop on board. And if you are one, say hi to me. Say you heard me on radio or you saw my page. But we need more and more intercessors. And I know that there are a lot out there from churches and independents. But we need to let the world know we are praying because, this situation with this happening in this horrible happening within this church, that's horrible. These people went in there to have a Bible study and pray and place where you're supposed to feel safe. And I can't answer the question on why did this happen. I see a lot of stupid stuff going around right now where, it's just totally stupid. Hillary Clinton, I think she blamed Donald Trump. Or, I don't know. And then the Westboro Church, I noticed they're gonna protest at the funerals, which is, they're just a total wacko. And if I said that and they hear me, they might want to sue me for defamatory. But they just take every tragedy in America, soldiers, and go to their protest or funerals and say, this is, they say that what they're saying is that God sent the shooter because church supported Hillary Clinton or something. So they're blaming, they're blaming Hillary Clinton, and it's just total obnoxious bullcrap, okay? This boy, man, he's chosen to be evil and went in there in his own sin. Okay, let's call it what it is, sin. And I tweeted tonight that people don't want to, they want to blame it on everything else. They'll probably bring the mental illness defense up for him. And everybody wants to blame it on everything and everybody except sin. And you know why they do? It's because they don't want to acknowledge their own sin. Now, not all these people are going around shooting people and doing horrible things, but we're all born into sin, okay? And people want to blame it on the guns. People want to blame it on mental illness. People want to blame it on Fox News. It's just a just a banquet of blaming it on everything but what it is. It's the sin of this man. And we're all born into sin, and that's why Jesus came to die on the cross for our sin. But people don't want to acknowledge their own sin because they think they're just better than Dallas walking around without Jesus. And nobody's forcing Jesus down your throat, okay? We're not going to cut your head off like ISIS will if you don't conform to their form of Islam, okay? Okay? And so, but people, you know, it's the sin problem, the sin factor that people don't want to acknowledge. Their lives are going great, and they don't want to bow down to know Jesus or King Jesus. But I'll tell you what, I pray for you that you would open your precious heart to Jesus. He died on the cross. Just humbly, just talk to him. Ask him into your heart. Confess you're a sinner. And do this at your own will. I'm not forcing you to do this. I'm encouraging you to do this. I put it off and put it off and put it off and put it off, okay? And until I got to the bottom rung of the ladder of my own life and looked out the window and said, is there any love out there? And then God saved me a couple weeks later, went into a church and asked him into my heart. The show is going to end here soon, and I'm going to end the show in about 3 minutes. And I just lift up all the listeners to you, Lord. I pray for their salvation. I pray for America. I pray for people around the world that might be listening or might listen in the archives. I just thank you, God, for this day. And this is the day the Lord has made. Comfort the people, Father. Comfort the families. Comfort America, Lord. All those that are hurting out there that needs a miracle, Lord, I pray for them to have a miracle, Father God. Whether it's a need they have financially, healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch all the churches, Lord God, in America. Let them be full this weekend, Lord. Let them fill up this weekend, Father, in the name of Jesus. And celebrate you and what you did on the cross for us, Lord God. We love you and give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, people, I will be back. And I thank God that I got this going again. Hopefully I'll be consistent. I have 3 other shows. I have Wanda and the Word, which I get into the Word of God and prayer. Then I have Right in America and Right in San Diego, which I haven't done a lot of shows with those yet. But I'm still learning this radio thing here, so bear with me because I really am just still learning it after 7 years. And still, because I haven't been, for several years, I haven't done a radio show. So I love you. I love you, and God bless you. And have a great weekend, okay? Stay close to God. Stay in his word and prayer and worship. And when you go to church this weekend, just lift your hands up to him. I mean, he stretched out his arms for us when we were nailed to the cross. The least we can do is lift up our hands and praise his holy name and thank him for his goodness and his mercy. In Jesus' name. Okay, sweeties. Love you and God bless. Bye-bye.